tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Good morning, Maha Gopat, and welcome back to the final hour of Tip Today. Anne was on to say, great plans for Kerr Town, but what will they do about the heavy lorries still going through the town where I live? The traffic is just horrendous, says Anne. Brian was on to say, I have to say I'm still in shock about how quickly things have opened up, Fran. Our COVID numbers are still very high and no doubt will get higher. I've avoided contracting COVID-19 so far and haven't been to a bar or restaurant since the pandemic began. I'll continue to avoid these places. I can't comprehend how anyone can walk into a packed pub now knowing there's a huge chance that COVID is in the air. I'm fully vaccinated and boosted, but even so, I don't want to be careless and throw caution to the wind. My wife is a nurse and she can't be careless either because our hospitals need all the staff they can get. That's in from Brian. Final one for now. Hospital numbers and ICU numbers are what is making decision-making for lifting restrictions. Deaths are soon forgotten. We had 54 deaths with COVID last week, and I'm sure, sadly, there will be more. Over 6,000 from the start of COVID. Those that died in hospital during COVID times could not have the comfort of family visits, and those that now are happy with the hospitality opening up, enjoy, but remember those that lost their lives. That's into us on 083 311 3311. Now, people who dye their hair and are Libra are the most likely to cheat on their partners. A new survey by illicitencounters.com found that women who cheat tend to enjoy wearing fake tan, drink Pinot Grigio, and watch Love Island. As for men, if they're more than 6 foot tall, drink lager, like rugby, and drive a BMW, their partner's alarm bells should be ringing. Well, Frances Kelleher is a dating coach and she joins me now. Frances, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome and lovely to talk to you. What do you think about that? Is it that easy to profile a potential cheater, Frances?
No, I don't think so, to be honest, Fran. You know, I mean, I don't think everybody... Yeah, that survey said, you know, that every guy, you know, that's cheating, whatever, is driving a Beamer, is driving a BMW, and, you know, that they like the aftershave. You can't put, you know, everybody into that box. There's some pointers, like, you know, about the guys being six foot. Most women are looking for a guy 6 foot and over. So they would probably have more women approach them, and they probably would have more choice, you know, in that way. So maybe that's why it's leading to cheating in some cases.
Right, so, but again, it's perception, I suppose. Is that what you're saying to me, Frances?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And with the women, you know, you can't... The main thing that I read as well on that research was that one or two parents cheated. So, you know, with the women, just because, you know, you can't say, just because they drive the Mini Coupe, they're cheaters. I would say it's a lot to do with both the men and women's childhood and what you see. You know, it's nurture, not so much nature, that you're born a cheater, you know.
Sure. Well, I would imagine, Frances, that, you know, somebody who wears fake tan, a woman who wears fake tan, drinks Pinot Grigio and watches Love Island, I mean, you know, they could be a wonderful partner altogether. I just don't know what to make of this.
Yes, and a lot of the cheating comes down to, you know, women need to be treated the same way that they were treated when you're first courting them. And listen, we know relationships can be tough, especially, you know, if you've two kids and a mortgage, love can and romance can be, you know, put on the back burner. So a lot of the cheating comes from both people, men as well, not getting from what they need from the relationship. So I don't think it's as black and white as what that survey is saying.
That's very interesting what you're saying to me there, Frances. And is it because there's not enough conversation in a home, you know, in terms of what...
Yeah, stress. It's stress.
Yeah.
Any relationship without stress will go blissfully and it'll last. It's the stressors and, you know, the not having the undivided time. Like, I remember Victoria Beckham saying, myself and David have a date night every week. And I really do believe that's the answer to no divorce, you know. You have to have your own time together, not talking about accounts, not talking about the mortgage, just having fun to reconnect like it was at the start. And people forget that, you know, love is like a plant. You have to water it. People think, oh, I found my girl, I found my guy, it's fine now. She knows I love her, he knows I love him. It's not like that. You have to keep dating the person, ultimately. If you do that, if you keep it like it is at the start, the love will be there. The connection, the strong connection will be there.
That's interesting. So the old notion of courting still has to be active and well.
Yes, it does. And I've said this often, you know, COVID had brought back the old courting because there was less hookups. You couldn't, you know, go out and meet in the pub and just go home together and all that. It slowed everything down and people were having virtual dates, 20-minute virtual coffees online, and they were having social distancing dates. And it just slowed everything down that a person could get to know a person better, which was brilliant, in my opinion, because, you know, you have a strong foundation then. It's built on friendship. It's built on solid things. And, of course, a house built on a solid foundation is going to last versus a weak foundation.
I'm conscious, Frances, of people listening to us this morning that mightn't have met, you know, that someone special or whatever. I mean, is it possible to meet the person of your dreams? And if so, I mean, how do you go about that? And how do you wade through everybody else until you find that person?
Great question. Great question. First of all, it is. There's 8 billion people in the world. There's actually a few people for us, not just one person. So the answer is, number one, make it your number one priority in your life. I've heard loads of women, you know, with high-powered careers and things like that, say to me, you know, I just don't have the time. I'm in the office till late at night and I don't have the energy to go out after that. So make it your number one priority. It's a numbers game is number two. You have to get out and meet people to see, you know, who's suitable and to see what you're looking for in a partner. I would advise people make a list. Make a list of what you want in that partner, the values that you want. And, you know, your brain then seeks out the people with those values. You know, your subconscious works on that then. It's aware of what you want. And you will meet that person quicker because it's almost like you're focusing in on what you want. But it is a numbers game. You have to get out and date. I would say do everything. Get online. 1 in 3 people meet online. There's more people online now than ever were because of COVID. People came to me saying, I've never been online. I want to do up a good profile because it's the only way of meeting people now. So it's the best time to date as well after COVID. People are looking for a real connection. And more people are online. So it's a numbers game. Get online, you know, do everything you can, get out as much as you can, go to everything you're asked. And you will, it's the people that I see that don't give up. They're the people that meet their person. They unblock themselves and they're open to meet and give everybody a chance.
But can you be unrealistic, Frances? Have you to be careful of that? Because I remember a friend of mine who has a dating company, and he was telling me that he'd have guys in their 60s and 70s, and they're looking for a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old because they left it too late and they want a family now. Can you be unrealistic in what it is you're looking for?
You can, and people are. You know, I mean, before COVID, there were women coming to me that said, this guy had to wear a certain type of shoes. He had to, yeah.
Are you
and
serious?
I mean, I laugh, seriously, and I laugh myself. I mean, I'm a straight talker. I say, you know, get rid of that idea. You know, the shoes aren't glued onto his feet. I said that before. I said, you know, if you're his partner, you can buy him different shoes. Don't sweat the small stuff. You know, don't block yourself from meeting the right partner just because you have these expectations that are unrealistic. They wanted him to earn so much, you know, per annum. All of that went out the window after COVID. They, you know, which is a great thing. They saw the real, you know, meaning of love and wanting a real connection. And they said, I just want somebody there that I have a chemistry with, that I have a connection with, and that will have my back when the chips are down. So I would say, yeah, you, like there's no perfect partner. But if they're perfect for you, you know, I'm not a perfect wife, you know, by far. I'm, you know, have all my faults and everything. But if you can accept the faults of the person and say, you know, we've the same values, we've the same goals, this person is my best friend, I would say that's huge. You need the friendship in it. That's one of the main things you need. Is this person a good friend to me? Does this person support me? And after that, you know, the little things you can let go.
That's a lovely way to think about things. Are you not suspicious, though, of some of these dating apps where people are swiping from side to side and all of that? Is that not like... I don't know. I have an issue with that, Frances. Is it?
It can be a very disposable, fickle, you know, scene. It can be. I mean, look, we have to be honest. You're a brand online. You're a brand marketing yourself to be better than the next brand. And I mean, a person online makes up their mind about you after seeing your pictures in 1/40th of a second. Just think about how quick that is. Not 1 second, 1/40th of a second. They're 90% of the profile. So, I mean, it is a fickle way to meet people in one sense. But in another sense, like I always say, online should be just used for two things. Casting your net wider, especially with people that, you know, are at a disadvantage in a way that they're in a rural, low-populated area. They don't have, we say, you know, as many advantages of meeting people as in Dublin City, we'll say. So it's very good for people like that. And it should also be used, the only second thing it should be used for is to make a connection. And then you get offline as quick as you can. Because research has shown the longer you speak to somebody online, the less likelihood you have of meeting in a real, on a real date. And people think it's the opposite. They think, oh, I'll send 10,000 texts back and forth and I'll build this connection. No. Just use it for those two things, for, you know, the connection and spreading your net wider. But, you know, 1 in 3 people meet online. A friend of mine met a lovely guy. They're married for years now online. So, you know, I would try everything. Mm.
So it can happen. I was reading about some of your advice, and some of it I think is very good. One of the many things you say, Frances, is let's stop wasting your precious time on men who have no real interest in you.
Yes. Now, Fran, this is huge.
Yeah.
And this goes for women too. I mean, I have seen people that have wasted a decade. They've wasted the best years of their life where they have, you know, the most friends to go out with, the most networking circle, and they're meeting the most people, you know, just because they're younger and you've more friends when you're younger. It's just a fact. The pool of people to choose from is bigger. And they waste their time on this one person that is, you know, ghosting them or breadcrumbing them or will not commit. That's, if you get that out of the way, if you get the time wasters out of the way, you're 80% there to finding love. That's what I believe.
So dump them if they're just stringing you along in some way.
100%. And you will know in the first month or two. The red flags are there in the first month or two. You don't need
it. What are those red flags, Frances?
Yeah, the ghosting, when you know, I don't know if people know what that means. It's like the modern term for somebody just, you know, meeting you or communicating with you online and then just disappearing into the ether for like a month or maybe 2 weeks and then they come back again. So breadcrumbing then is just they're in and out of your life sporadically. Mm. So you can't put up with that. If somebody is all in, they will not do that to you. They'll commit you. They'll want to date you exclusively. You know, they won't want to have an open relationship. That's another red sign, you know, that they won't commit. You deserve to have 100% commitment from somebody. And if they're not all in, they're not the right person for you. Mm-hmm. And that's closure in itself, Fran, because, you know, women are big on closure, especially more so than men. Men want it too, but women are huge on closure. You know, that is your closure. That's your answer. You could be waiting for a lifetime for somebody else to give you closure. You have to take control of your love life and keep moving it forward.
I presume as well, Frances, that you have to love yourself and see what's good about you. In other words, that you deserve love and you deserve decency and all of that.
Yes. I mean, look, it's a cliche, but it's a fact. Your own relationship with yourself is the most important. And I always say, Fran, you know, nobody's going to assert your needs or, you know, guard your precious time, you know, with not wasting it on people. Only yourself. You have to put yourself first, not in a selfish way, but just in a smart, assertive way, and go from there. And just, you know, like I say, unblock yourself. You know, you're as good as anybody else out there. You deserve the love that you want to get, and it can be had. But you have to assert yourself and put your needs first as well as the other person's.
Frances, if you get as far as the first date, how do you adjudicate a good first date? I mean, what has to happen?
Oh, another great question. People have kind of the wrong idea a lot of the time on this. Like, they think, you know, I need to know what I need to know. I need to conduct it like an interview. I need to ask loads of questions. You know, I mean, the worst question people tell me that they're asked, that they hate on a first date, is how long have you been single? So there should be no personal questions. There's three things for the first date, and actually for the first, like, first date to fourth date. The first 1 to 4 dates are only for having fun, number one, getting to know the person organically, not like an interview, firing questions at them, and to see is there a real connection. Just those three things. So, you know, for the guys out there that are trying to build attraction through the first date and through conversation, you know, the main thing is to make the girl smile. Just make her have fun. That's what women want. We have stressful lives. We want to just go out and see, is this guy going to enhance my life? Can I have fun with him? So no personal questions. Instead, stand out. Everybody should be aiming to stand out. So you could ask a question like, if you won the lotto, what would you do? That inspires somebody, that question, to even start dreaming, oh, what would I do? And you're also finding out a lot about them and their world and, you know, how they think without asking them a personal, direct, you know, question. So I ask questions like that. Or what's the happiest memory you have? You get an insight into the person's world. It's a fun question. It's a light question. And, you know, you're still getting to know the person. So having fun is a huge thing with dates for men and women.
And especially that first date, I suppose, as well. The big question is, I mean, sleeping with somebody, Frances, I mean, do you have a, like, is that date number what, as far as you're concerned? Or how do you look at that?
Yes. Well, now, with that, men have to earn it. Men want to earn it. I mean, I have...
What does that mean now?
Yes, I have had men tell me themselves, even on the first date, oh, you know, I brought her home and I regret it. Where do you go when you sleep with somebody quickly? You go from 0 to 90, and then where do you go after 90? There's nowhere else to go. You can't come back down, as it were. So I would say, you know, until you get to know the person. You know, until you get to know the person, it depends. People are different until you're comfortable yourself. But I would say later rather than sooner, because men have to earn it. They appreciate it more. And, you know, the women, that you have to put a price on yourself. That's the way nature works. The man wants to earn the benefits. So that's what I would say there. You know, there's no rush. Get to know the person. See if there's a foundation there for friendship. See, do you have the same values? And, you know, people get hurt easily as well, Fran. Like, I tell people, when they rush in and they give it everything, and then the person leaves or the person isn't interested and they're all in, you know, you have to protect your own heart as well. And I think if you take it slowly, and that's one thing that COVID has done, like I say, it's much better, because you can protect your own heart as well if that person isn't all in, you know, and if they're maybe only out for one thing.
And is that a red flag as far as you're concerned, if a woman is being forced into this, or pressured into this is probably a better word, at a very early stage?
Oh, 100%. I mean, women want to see that the guy is interested for them, in them, for them as a person. So it is a huge red flag. I've written articles on that saying that, you know, if a guy wants to get physical very fast, it's a huge red flag. You know, if they're interested in you, they'll have no problem waiting. So it's the quickest way to smoke out a guy, really, to see. That's another thing. It's a smart way to see, is this guy really interested in me, or is he just interested in having fun? If he's interested in having fun, fine. You know, that's fine. But if you want the relationship, you know, you need to, again, not waste time and move on to somebody who's looking for the same thing as you.
Can I finally ask you, and just bring you in on a conversation we had in the last hour of the show, we were talking about pornography and the effect it's having, particularly on our young people. Does that sort of feed into the dating scene as well, Frances, in that expectations are huge and maybe unrealistic as well?
You know, it's funny, Fran, I would say no. It's like...
Would you? Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Just from my experience, the guy, they keep it separate. And different chemicals are released in your brain when you're having, you know, intimacy with your partner, mm-hmm. versus watching pornography. It's actually, it's a different scenario that's going on in your brain, chemical-wise. So I find that the men have as separate categories. That would be my experience. And I think maybe it's down to the different chemical release in the brain.
Very interesting indeed. Can I also ask you about education and what that role plays in what women are looking for, and maybe what men are looking for as well? Is education up there?
I am so glad you asked this question, Fran. It's a big, big thing with women.
Is it?
And oh, it's huge. And I have so much to say on this, as in the women need to let this go. Women are getting mixed up that education equals intelligence. It doesn't. It doesn't. I mean, I had a man that came on. He said, I can't get a second date because when women find out that I have my own business and I don't have a PhD or a degree or anything like that, they don't want to know me. So again, the women are blocking themselves from fantastic, hyper intelligent men. Unbelievable. I mean, Richard Branson left school at 16 and look at him.
Yeah.
Education and having the stripes has nothing to do with intelligence. But the women, they have a thing that I have a PhD or I have a degree and I want the guy to have the same. Let it go. The other example I give is Julia Roberts, the biggest movie star, arguably, in the world, even to this day. She married a better man. She didn't marry an alpha man. She married a better man. He was what you call a grip, which is a cameraman. So she married beneath her, if you want to look at it like that way in Hollywood. You know, most of the A-listers are marrying each other and the other A-lister. And she's one of the happiest, you know, happily married women in the world. So it's not all about the stripes and has he this and that. And it's about the connection. Is he your friend? Is he there for you? It's about the soul connection, and that's what women need to remember. The guys aren't so much like that about the education. The guys don't say to me, you know, she has to have this, she has to have that. It seems to be coming from the women. So I would say release that block, I call it a love block, straight away, and give every guy a chance, and you will meet the right guy for you.
Most interesting talking to you today, Frances. Do you have a website or do you have something that people can go to, Frances, for advice from you?
Oh, thank you, Fran. It's my pleasure. I do. I'm on all platforms of social media and my website is www.franceskellehercoaching.com.
Well, I look forward to talking to you again, Frances. Thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye to you now. That's Frances Kelleher speaking to us today. What do you think about that? 1800-938-007. Text, WhatsApp, 083-311-3311. I'll be right back.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pocón, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pocón, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.